it your misfortune and not my own. Hi-yi-yo, get along, you little doggie, to know that the prairie will be your new home.
And now for the Lightning Jim adventure, Lightning Jim meets Texas Lil. A train was moving slowly across the plains, headed for the mining town of Elk Lodge.
Well, Doc, I'm sure glad you're coming to Elk Lodge.
Well, thanks, Sheriff. I hope the rest of the folks in town will feel the same way.
Oh, sure they will. You know, the last doctor we had left town said he figured Elk Lodge was just a little bit too wild for him. But you don't look like the man with scares easy.
Well, I saw plenty of action during the war, Sheriff.
That's so? Can he handle shooting iron?
Oh, yes.
That's good. You see, Elk Lodge is a mining town, Doc, and there's bound to be some gunplay. Of course, I try to uphold the law best I can.
Sure. By the way, Sheriff, who's this Texas Lil who's been holed up in trains and bangs?
Oh, so you heard about Texas Lil, eh?
Yes. They tell me she's quite a hand with a gun.
Yes, she sure is. One of the best two-draw shots on the plains.
Have you met up with her?
Well, no. But from what they tell me, she's a wildcat back in Dynamo.
That's so. Well, seems like you're trying to imitate the Jesse James boy.
Say, she don't imitate him. He's got him licked. Why, some of the jobs that she's got away with would make your hair stand on end. Yes, sir. Take my advice, Doc, and keep out of Texas Lil's way.
Well, from what you say, Sheriff, I'd kind of like to meet her.
You're sure looking for trouble, all right.
What's the train stopping here for?
It's a water car, I reckon.
Oh.
Put your hands up, folks, and jump
over. Yeah, what? Holy smoke!
Look out! All of you. Keep him covered while I get the cash. Come on, folks. Come on. Drop your pocketbooks in the bag when I come by. Come on, Baldy. I've seen you sit that bill fold under the seat. Pull it out quick.
Sure. Here it is. Don't shoot me.
Come on. In the bag. Keep your hands up.
Well, Sheriff, it looks like I didn't have to wait long to meet up with Texas Lil.
When the railroads pushed across the open plains of the Old West, they were met by the outlaws and bandits who roamed the frontier country. The trains carried mail and gold shipments, and there was always plenty of cash in the pockets of the early travelers. Assisting the troopers and local peace officers to maintain law and order in this wild country were the fearless and courageous United States Marshals. These stirring days come back to us now in the thrilling adventures of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.
What's up, Lightning?
Report just come in. Another train was held up outside Elk Lodge.
Well, did they catch the Yeagers who done it?
No, report says it was Texas Lil's gang.
Texas Lil? Young Beheem.
Come on, we're heading for Elk Lodge. Let's go thunder!
Sam off his horse, Poncho.
Si, senorita. All right, Sam. Easy there. That's good.
I'll be all right, yeah. I guess. It was the conductor. He winged me in the shoulder.
Yeah, you'll breathe plenty much, senor.
Yeah.
Come on, Poncho. We'll take him in the shack. And you hightail back to Elk Lodge for Sawbones.
Si, senor.
¶¶
Sheriff. Any news about Texas Lil?
Nope. She and her gang made a clean getaway. Me and the posse just got back.
She must be a mighty clever woman, Sheriff.
Yeah. Say, did you get picked up with a house, Doc?
Oh, yes. I moved into that little house by the creek.
Well, that's good. I'll be dropping in on you right soon.
Well, another, senor.
Oh, howdy, Boncho. What's on your mind?
I would like to see you alone in your office, senor.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, I see you later, Doc.
All right, Sheriff.
Woo, thunder, old boy. Woo.
Oh,
well, Whitey. What do you think of Elk Lodge?
Well, I don't know yet, Lightning. Wait till I look around.
There's Neaton House cross street.
Now you're talking, Lightning. I want a nice, big, juicy steak, by golly.
Howdy, boy.
Whitey, look who's here.
You're by him, and that's Doc Paul.
Yeah, well, I'm sure glad to see you, boy.
Glad to see you, Doc.
What are you doing in Elk Lodge?
Oh, just a little private business, Doc. Tracking down some train robbers.
Oh, you wouldn't be after Texas Lil, huh?
No, she's the one, all right.
Well, she and her gang held up a train the other side of Elk Lodge today.
Yeah, we heard about it. That's why we come up here.
Well, boys, you're looking at a man who was on that train.
And what?
Why, you were? Yep, I wasn't carrying a lot of cash, though. She didn't get much from me.
Oh, you was lucky, all right.
Yes, and you know, the funny thing about it was, I was sitting next to the sheriff of Elk Lodge when that train stopped, and in walked Texas Lil.
Did the sheriff make a play to get her?
No, but I guess it didn't have much time to draw. She was in and out of that coach before you could wink an eye.
What'd she look like, Doc?
Well, she was tall, built more like a man.
Mm-hmm.
Wore a felt hat and a mask, and she talked like she meant business.
Sheriff tried to follow her?
Yes. He got up a posse, but they couldn't pick up a trail. He was here just a minute ago, and some Mexicans come up, and they went across the street to the sheriff's office.
Oh, you say a Mexican rode up, huh?
Yeah, there's quite a few Mexicans around here. They're working the mine.
Yeah, I see.
Well, you know, it's been most years since I've seen you boys. Yeah, last time was in Abilene.
That's right.
Abilene, yeah, that's right, Doc.
Yeah, I heard that Elk Lodge was building up, so I thought I'd come out and start up my practice.
Good idea, Doc.
Say, why don't you boys come on down to my house?
Well, we'll be glad to do that, Doc.
But first I got to get something to eat, you know.
How about joining us, Doc?
Oh, thanks. I've had my dinner.
Oh,
I tell you, though, when you boys get through, come on down. I live right down this road in a white house by the creek there. You can't miss it.
All right, Doc. We'll be down.
You ought to do that.
Well, then I'll see you later, boy.
So long, Doc.
Come on, Lightning. Let's go. I could eat the whole car.
All right, Whitey. We'll eat and then go over and have a talk with the sheriff.
You listen to me, Poncho. I told you before about coming up and talking to me on the street.
But, senor, what I have to say is most important. The train conductor shot at us, and Sam, he was wounded.
What?
Si, senor.
Well, was he hit bad?
A bullet in the shoulder, senor. He bleed plenty much, and the senorita say I must get a doctor quick.
Yeah? Well, where is he?
At our hideout place in Secret Valley, senor. I hear there is a new doctor in town.
Yeah, that's right.
Where does he stay?
He just moved into that white house by the creek.
Si, I will go get him now.
Come on, clear out of here. I want you to get out of here.
See, I will go out the back door, senor. Do not worry about Sam. The doctor will fix him up good.
Well, come in.
Howdy, Sheriff.
Well, what can I do for you, strangers?
My name's Jim Whipple, United States Marshal from Fort Anderson.
Lightning Jim, huh?
Yeah. This is my deputy, Whitey Larson.
Well, howdy.
Oh, pleased to meet you.
Well, sit down, gents.
Thanks.
Well, sir, I've sure heard a lot about you, Lennon.
That's so?
Yes, sir. Well, what brings you here to Elk Lodge?
Well, we got a report about the train holdup.
Oh, yeah?
Understand it was Texas Lil again.
Yeah. I got up a posse and went out right after her, but, didn't have much luck picking up a trail, though. Hey, she's plenty smart and slippery as an eel.
Well, that train was carrying mail, Sheriff. That makes it a government crime. Thought maybe you could help us, and we could help you, and
Let me catch up with her.
Yeah, yeah, sure thing.
I understand the railroad's offered a $5,000 reward.
Yep.
Yeah, didn't notice any reward signs posted, so I figured you hadn't heard about it.
Yeah, well, I got the sign right here in the desk, but I ain't had time to put her up yet.
I see. Any idea where Texas Lil might be hiding out?
Well, say, now, if I knew that, I'd go and get her.
Sure, that's right. Me and Whitey will mosey around town tonight, and tomorrow we'll do a little scouting. Might run into something.
Yeah, yeah, sure. And if you see anything, let me know.
Sure, Sheriff. Come on, Whitey.
What you think?
I'd say the sheriff wasn't any too glad to see us, Whitey.
Yeah, that's so. And he didn't say anything about being on that train, either.
No. Why do you keep an eye on the sheriff's office? Watch where he goes. I'm going down the road and see the doctor. There's some more questions I want to ask him.
Doctor?
Yes, that's right.
I have my partner up in the canyon. He's very sick. Maybe he will die. Doctor, you will come with me?
What seems to be the matter with him?
He fixed gun. He go off. Bullet go in shoulder. He bleed plenty much.
All right. I'll go with you. You wait out here, and I'll get my horse.
Oh, that is good, senor. Si, es muy bien.
You home? It's Lightning.
Reckon that must be him coming now.
Oh, Fool boy.
Whitey, what's trouble?
It's the sheriff.
Sheriff, what about him?
He got his horse and he left town in a big hurry.
Which way'd he go?
At north.
Come here, Thunder.
Come on, Lightning.
Easy now. Steady.
If we hurry, I think we can follow him.
All right, Whitey, let's go, Thunder.
Sheriff going? And what connection does he have with Texas Lil? You'll hear the answer to this question and the climax to this thrilling Lightning Jim adventure in part two, which follows immediately.
You said the cabin was only a few miles north of town.
Si, senor. But now I must tell you something.
Yes?
I must ask you to put this handkerchief over your eyes, senor.
Well, what's the idea?
Oh, do not be afraid, senor. My partner and me, we have found gold. And of course, we do not wish to have anyone know about it yet.
I see. You want me to travel blindfolded from here on.
Si, that is right, senor. And when you have fixed up my partner, I will bring you back safe.
And if I refuse?
Senor, you see, I have two guns. I think it's better you do what Pancho say.
In that case, I have no choice.
Si, senor. You put on the blindfold, and now I will eat your horse.
driving like the wind.
Yeah, there it goes across the valley. Heading toward that waterfall for the cliff.
Hey, you.
What is it? I think maybe we were in luck.
What do you mean?
We keep on his heels. We got a good chance to trap him by that waterfall. Come on. Let's go, Thunder.
Yes, boy.
How do you feel now, Sam?
Kind of weak, I reckon.
Yeah, you sure lost a lot of blood, all right. As soon as the doctor gets here, he can take out that bullet and you'll be all right.
Yeah, but what if Poncho don't get hold of the sawbone?
Don't worry about that. You mind how Poncho brung a doc up here the time I was winged in the arm, don't you?
Yeah. How much cash should we get off of that train?
$6,000 in gold dust and cash. That means $1,000 apiece for you and Poncho and your brother, and the rest for me.
Seems like we ought to split even, Lil.
Split even? Listen to the man talk. I'm running this outfit, and I'm paying you boys to do what I tell you. And if you don't like that arrangement, you can clear out any time you feel like it.
Oh, but Lil, I was just thinking that...
You let me do the thinking.
Hey, somebody's coming.
Oh, over. Poncho.
This way, senor.
About time you was getting back, Poncho. The doc?
Si, senorita.
Where's his blindfold? You didn't bring him up here without covering up his eyes, did you?
No, senorita. He just took it off outside.
Oh, good. Sorry we had to sort of kidnap you, Doc, but we got a man here with a bullet in his shoulder, and I figured he needed somebody that knew how to take it out. Well, don't stand there staring at me. Get busy, you hear?
Yes, of course. I think we'd better have a look at that wound first.
Sure, it's right here in the left shoulder.
Yeah, when did this happen?
Today.
Yes, that is a bad wound. Well, I'll get my instruments ready. I'll need some hot water.
Thought you would, so I heated some up. It's on the stove in the back room there. See the sheriff?
See, but I have more news.
Yeah?
When I was in town, I hear the gold shipment will go on train tonight.
Good. That's what we've been waiting for.
But lightning, I don't see where the sheriff could have gone.
He saw him head right for this waterfall.
Yeah, and when we come out from behind him, Captain, we'll see what's gone.
Yeah. As far as I can see, there ain't no trail out of here, except the one we come in on.
You're the soy. He couldn't climb up the side of the cliff. See, maybe he went through the waterfall.
Through the waterfall. Sure, I think you got it, Whitey. There could be a passage behind that water that leads out on the other side of the cliff.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, if there is a passage, the sheriff could have gone through the water. And if he did, I reckon we can do the same thing. Adam Thunder, come on, boy.
Poncho.
See.
And you too, Sam. What's the doc doing?
Well, after he took the bullet out of my shoulder, he laid down in one of the bunks and fell asleep.
He wanted to go back tonight, but I say no.
Good. Now, here's what we're going to do. Me and Poncho are going down to meet the gold train at the water tower east of Elk Lodge.
But, Lil, I ain't going to be much good with this arm.
I ain't worrying about that. Me and Poncho can take care of getting the gold. Sam, you stay here and keep an eye on the doc till we get back.
Do you think the two of you can work it?
Sure. The train will be stopped at the water tower. And this time we won't bother with the passengers.
Si, it's a good idea, senorita.
Poncho, did you bring the doc up through the waterfall?
Si.
Well, there's two ways to get out of this valley. Through the waterfall or out the back pass that goes down by the river. Poncho, it's possible somebody might have followed you in the dock through the waterfall. They'll be waiting back there for one of you to come out. So I figure we get to go out the back pass this trip.
Si. The senorita is very smart.
You gotta be smart if you want to keep ahead of the law, Badger. Come on, let's go.
Si,
Sheriff himself.
Howdy, Sam.
Where's Lil?
She and Pancho went down to the water tower to get the gold train.
Gold train?
Yeah. Pancho heard they were sending out a gold shipment on a special train tonight. Didn't you know about it?
No. Did Pancho bring the doc up here?
Sure. The doc fixed up my arm.
Yeah? Where's he now?
Inside, sleeping. Pancho's taking him back tomorrow.
Listen, Sam. Lightning Jim and the deputy are on your trail.
Lightning Jim?
Yeah. And there's a $5,000 reward on Lil's head. Looks like this is the end of Texas Lil's gang.
They won't catch up with Lil.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, Sam. And I don't figure to let Lightning Jim get the credit for this job. For I'm aiming to put an end to it and the gang myself.
Oh, so that's it. Fixing to double cross us, huh?
Yeah, and I'm starting right now.
All right, Sheriff, put him up.
Well, I thought you was asleep there, Doc.
Drop that gun or I'll shoot.
Well, sure. Sure I will. It's too bad, Doc. Gee, I'm sorry I had to drill you. But you heard too much. And dead men can talk. Now I'm going to the water tower and get Lil.
Whoa, Thunder.
Poor boy.
Yeah.
Don't bring him here, Lightning. Look there on the ground.
Yeah. With a gunfight, all right.
You all must be shooting. We heard coming off, huh?
Yeah. Well, this Jasper's dead.
Oh, and there's another one over there.
Yeah, let's have a look at him.
See, you think this is Texas Little Skank?
Don't know, buddy.
Well, looks like this feller's gone too.
Yeah. No, he's alive.
Joe, turn him over.
Yeah, take it easy now, buddy. There. Oh, yes.
Joe, bring him in. It's the doctor.
Doc, is that you, Lightning?
Yes, Doc.
Oh, Texas Little is robbing the gold train at the water tower.
Easy now, Doc, easy.
Oh, he got me, Lightning.
And you got him, Doc. He's gone, but you're going to live.
He got away.
What?
Get him, Lightning.
What's he talking about? The other fellas did.
Yeah. Listen, Doc. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Did you see the sheriff?
Yes. It was the sheriff who killed another man.
What?
I tried to get the sheriff, Lightning, but he got me first.
You'll be in a minute.
Come on, Weddy. Let's take the doc inside the cabin. And then we are going after the skunk who shot him.
All right, Pancho. Here comes the train.
Si, senorita.
It's dead by the water tower. Will give us cover till the train stops. We'll get the drop on them, and you keep the crew covered while I make them unload the gold box.
Yo comprendo, si.
And mind you don't do no shooting unless you have to.
Always our luck has been good. We never have to shoot.
Yeah, and I don't want no killings if I can help it. All right. Don't move out till I tell you.
Comprendo, si.
All right, boy. Let's put the water in the boiler.
Yeah. Cover it up,
fellas. Yeah. Over this way, Bill. Bring that funnel over here.
All right, Pancho. Let's go.
Si. The express car door is open.
Yeah. Put up your hands, boys. I got you covered.
Yeah,
hold on. Don't go away, Bill. You, over there in the express car. Push out that gold box, or I'll let you have it.
For sure.
Why, it's the sheriff.
Well, he got him. Texas Little Skank.
Oh, good work, Sheriff.
Well, thanks, boys. Thanks. I reckon Texas Lil won't be holding up no more trains.
Well, that's right.
Hey,
right.
Hey,
who's the two riders clearing off here?
Oh, boy. Well, boys, looks like we got some company here. That's United States Marshal and his deputy. Howdy, howdy there, Lightning.
Lightning, Jim.
Looks like you got Texas Lil, Sheriff.
Yeah, I'm afraid you and Whitey were just a little bit too late this time.
Yeah? Did you know Texas Lil was aiming to hold up this train, Sheriff?
Well, no, not for sure. But knowing the train was due to stop at the water tower, I kind of figured that she might try to get the gold shipment. So I waited and them trees over yonder and let her have it.
Well, Sheriff, since you've got Texas Lil, that ought to entitle you to the reward of $5,000.
Yeah, but I hadn't thought about that.
You're a liar, Sheriff.
Oh, you
smell.
Quiet. All of you.
Lightning.
Yes, Lil.
I got something to tell you.
Yeah, don't pay no attention to her, Lightning.
Hold on, Sheriff. Reckon she's got a right to talk. All right, Lil. What you got to say?
The sheriff was in with me.
What?
He tipped us off on the gold shipment.
That's a lie. She's crazy, I tell you.
No, I ain't crazy. The sheriff's own brother is one of my gang. He's up at our hideup with the doctor right now. The sheriff double-crossed us. Get the reward.
Yeah, well, that's a pretty speech, all right, Lil. But you can't put the blame on me for what you done and blew it. I'm the law here in Elk Lodge, and I caught you.
Reach for the sky, Sheriff.
Quick, Puffer. Hey, what's the idea?
Put him up, Sheriff. Take his gun, Whitey.
What's your worry?
Sheriff, up in that hidden valley behind that waterfall, there's a dead man and a badly wounded one. What Lil just said, the dead man is your brother, and the other one is the doctor. You shot both of them.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yes, you do. You made a mistake, Sheriff. You left them two men up there thinking they was both dead. Whitey and me come up to that cabin after you left, and the doc told us who shot him and your brother. Dr. Paul's testimony will put a rope around your neck, Sheriff.
Why, the yellow double-crossing polecat? I just hope I live long enough to see that critter swing from the gallows.
And so ends another thrilling chapter in the lives of United States Marshal Lightning Jim Whipple and his deputy, Whitey Larson.